truth is revealed. There is a movie entitled Field of Dreams. The theme of the movie is to step out of the box, the confinement of limited thinking, and that opens the door to unlimited possibilities. The star of the show was a farmer in the Midwest of the U.S. He received an inspiration to plow under his crop and to build a baseball field. And the thought that came to him was, build it and they will come. As with most new ideas that are against the flow of common thought, there was enormous ridicule and objection to what he was doing. However, he did not let that guide his actions, but he stuck with his commitment based on the inspiration he received. Everyone needs to work out their own salvation, not someone else's, and not interfere with someone else's line of inspiration, should they share it with you. No one should ever interfere with someone else's line of thought, because that's not the business of anyone except the individual who receives the inspiration. In fact, it's a lot better not to share the inspiration one has with anyone else, because doing so only lets the door open for the salesman to get his foot in the door. It encourages suggestions which are false and malicious. As Mr. Winslow says, think about yourself being in a room, and on one side of the room there's a radio that is doing nothing but announcing the facts about God. He calls it being tuned into station KOG, Kingdom of God. On the other side of the room is a phone that consistently rings in an attempt to gain the attention of whoever might be listening and pick it up and argue with the devil, argue with these suggestions. He says, don't even think about picking up the phone when it's ringing. Deny that it can be real, because the only thing that can be real are what the facts of God are and how they are effective. If someone is working diligently on a project which is for the good of all mankind, in other words, striving to glorify God, then one must not let any stray thoughts enter into consciousness and let it interfere with the progress of the project. And one must always keep in thought that if you build it, they will come. So if you are creating a project which is going to serve mankind, continue with it tenaciously and don't give up under any circumstances. Of course, we always need to continuously seek guidance from the one and only mind with a capital M, which is divine mind, the mind that is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, as defined on page 465 of Science and Health in chapter 14, entitled Recapitulation. That's part of the definition of God, the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. And then mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. That's one of the many definitions that Mary Baker Eddy gives of God in the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. So no matter what the interference appears to be, we cannot let it become a reality to us, but on the other hand, we must refute that it can possibly be real. It is unreal because it is not godlike. It is not nurturing the project, but on the other hand, it is attempting to interfere in one way or another, maybe even to totally stop it or reverse it, neutralize it, deflect it. It has been said by some very successful people that the more important the project is, the more often there will be attempts to interfere with it by every decoy imaginable. If one is really going to pursue an avenue of success in a godlike activity, it is very important not to yield to any of these decoys. They are only diversions that try to deflect or dilute or stop or even reverse the activity of the project. It is very important to monitor one's own line of thinking to make sure that it is in accordance with the God-derived laws which really control all progress. Chapter 14 of Science and Health, which is entitled Recapitulation, is a summary of the first 13 chapters, and it includes the entire science of Christian Science. The entire chapter is in the form of questions and answers. Mary Baker Eddy, the author of Science and Health, begins with the most important question: what is God? The way Mary Baker Eddy defines God and the entire rest of the religious world is the difference between day and night. Mary Baker Eddy gives very definite terms to describe God. And the seven basic ones are mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And when those terms are capitalized, it means God. If they're not, then it is referring to a more human or relative level of what those terms indicate. So when they're capitalized, it's the absolute level of what those terms are describing to be as God. There are four operators called the Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science. The Word refers to the facts about God. The Christ refers to translating whatever comes before us to make sure that we are translating from what a material view may be trying to convey into the spiritual reality of what really the facts are about the situation. The third one is Christianity, which is the demonstration of those facts about whatever comes before us, demonstrating it that it is an opportunity to prove the glory of God, to prove the perfection of God and God's manifestation, which really means God, which includes God's manifestation, to be of a spiritual nature and perfect. And the fourth one is science, and that means that the demonstration has been successful, which means that the facts about God were correct and that the translation was correct, and therefore the demonstration came through with the result of being a successful proof and demonstration of the event, bringing about a spiritual answer to a so-called material suggestion of lie, falsity. in order to make sure that truth is revealed and not hidden, then it is important to record the events that took place to bring about the healing and how the unfoldment came step by step, what steps were taken to bring about the successful healing, and what is being done to seal it with protection against reversal. The phrase, "build it and they will come," is not a static command, but a dynamic instruction. The Bible and Mary Baker Eddy both emphasize the need to pray without ceasing. Mary Baker Eddy states that the moment and what we do with each moment, which is really a definition of the smallest measurement of time, that what we do with each moment is very critical and often the difference between success and failure. Are we devoting thought consciously, continuously, to the facts about God and how they apply to what we're doing every moment? Are we bringing God into our life, letting it guide us, or are we only utilizing it when we are out of other options and we don't see that there's any other place to go? So are we going to God as a first go-to solution, or are we waiting for it to be the only alternative left? Are we building a structure that is based on principle, which is a spiritual system and structure? Are we letting only the senses of soul, which are spiritual senses, be our guide for our seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling? How about life? After we have our system and structure that is provided by following divine principle, which is always in balance, always operating, then we must shift to bringing into activity all of the qualities of God. And that's what life is. It is living the qualities of God. Not only listening to that radio station, KOG, but utilizing it, practicing it, living it in every phase of our activities. As we move through the stages of development, as outlined in the first chapter of Genesis, which are called the 7 days of creation order, which is the order that is provided by Mary Baker Eddy in the first definition about God in chapter 14, whereby she says that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Then we need to move from the activities of life, which includes things such as strength and courage, which are denoted as fatherhood characteristics. We need to move to truth. Truth says, stay on the track, stay in the path that leads directly to God in all thought, speech, and action. We need to be conscious of what we are doing all the time, and we need to make sure that our motive is pure. Spirit is the only substance. Spirit is flawless. Spirit is transparent because it is flawless, and therefore spirit reflects. So are we reflecting the truth in all activities that we're involved in? Are we letting the pureness of spirit be our motive? the motive must be toward reflecting the qualities of God to promote the betterment of all mankind, to be blessing all mankind. Every activity we should be in should be geared with that thought in mind. Am I blessing all mankind? Am I glorifying God? If we reflect that kind of an atmosphere out into the universe of thought, then we are multiplying the effectiveness of life. And that's exactly one of the qualities of life, is multiplication. Multiplication of good. In the glossary, the definition of God, which says, God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving and eternal, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth and love, all substance and intelligence, it is followed on the same page with the definition of good. And good is defined as God, spirit. And then it enumerates the four terms, which are with a preface of the word omni, and it is omnipresence, omnipotence, omniscience, and omniaction. Power comes about as a result of performance. Performance comes as a result of letting creative ability be manifested in our activities, and to utilize the qualities of omniscience, which is intelligence, knowing, and wisdom, and also recognizing that all capacity, capability, functionality, facility come from God, come from mind with a capital M, not a so-called mortal mind, which Mary Baker Eddy states is an oxymoron, because mind is not mortal, it is immortal. Therefore, there is no and cannot ever be any mortal mind. So are we letting the divine mind guide us, which would include these activities that were mentioned, these qualities that were mentioned, and many, many others? Because anything that is a mental quality, which is a source or a cause, is deemed to be a quality of mind. Mind is considered the cause, the first. It's apodictical. It's where the buck starts. It's where the buck ends. In other words, it is not delegated. It is a quality of mind. So if we let those qualities of mind and spirit and soul, which are the spiritual senses. For example, spiritual seeing is defined by Mary Baker Eddy as being spiritual perception. Spiritual hearing is defined as being spiritual understanding. So do we understand what we are seeing? Are we letting the positive thoughts of God, which are the only thoughts that come from God, the angel messages, are we letting those guide us in our every thought, speech, and action? Are we recognizing that the only substance is spirit? If we're letting the spiritual senses guide us, and we are letting principle be active in our life, whereby we are structured, we're staying on the path of truth, we're not varying from it, and we're not letting any chaos enter into our activities, but we are rejecting it at the onset of the suggestion, and we are sticking with peaceful activity, which is consistent, strong, and continuing to pursue infinite progression. And we will be living the qualities of God in order to glorify God. We will be wanting to devote our efforts to benefit all mankind. Mr. Rawson, one of the greatest practitioners of all time, has stated that our goal in life should be to make other people happy. In other words, to bring the joy of spirit into the atmosphere of thought. He was such clear on what God meant that he was able to overcome the belief of time and space, which means that he was able to treat retroactively, where the effect of the treatment took place before he was even advised that someone was seeking his assistance in bringing about a healing. He demonstrated it over 500 times by having the healing be effective prior to the time he was contacted. He shot a bullseye and won a tournament, which was shooting rifles, and he pulled the trigger while he was looking away from the target with his eyes closed, because he was focusing on communing with God, the one and only mind, the only director, the only controller. It wasn't his eyes as material organs that were looking at the target. It was his mental ability to focus on what God was that enabled him to be in commune with God. And therefore, everything was in harmony. He didn't have to look at anything. As a matter of fact, he has stated that we should strive to demonstrate everything mentally and not need to do anything physically. In other words, be in a dimension above the belief of a material sense of life, truth, and intelligence in matter, or in a so-called material body, or in anything that is less than 100% spirit. So truth is really the motive and the consciousness, which both must be reflecting the pureness and the flawlessness of spirit. And if we follow all these steps in the order of development, we will then arrive at love, which is the nurturing of all the qualities to bring completeness and wholeness. Mary Baker Eddy says she makes strong demands on love. And I believe what that means is that it's not a wishy-washy love, it's not a human love, it's not an emotional love, but it is a love that is impersonal and always radiating to the atmosphere the pureness and the affection in an impersonal way of God and all the qualities of God. Mary Baker Eddy includes oil as part of the definition of love. Therefore, it is conveying the idea that it is a lubricant that reduces to nothing all possible friction. There can't be any friction between any of the seven synonymous terms or any of the participants that are striving to participate in living those qualities of the seven. Just like the nine digits of math and the operators of add, subtract, multiply, and divide, the operators that were explained in this recording of the Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science are the operators that enable the seven synonymous terms to function. In other words, just having a definition of God doesn't do anything. We have to apply it to our everyday activities. And that is the purpose of the operators of the Word, Christ, Christianity, and Science. When Jesus was walking along the wayside and he saw a blind man, he did not ignore it. He did not accept it as being real. He did the opposite. He rejected it as being real, and he affirmed the truth about what man is, he brought about a healing that was visible by the so-called human senses, whereby the individual was no longer blind. And he did the same thing with every one of his healings that he demonstrated. Mind is the only power, because that's the only one that has been able to be measured as total unlimited performance. And the performance comes about, as noted earlier, by utilizing the creative ability and all the other qualities that were mentioned in this recording to bring about performance, which then is measured as power. And since everything about God is infinite, then the power is infinite. And power accompanies the exercise of every one of God's qualities. However, it's like any professional, if they don't practice, they're going to lose the edge and it's not going to be as effective. As noted in other recordings, one famous pianist stated that if he went one day without practicing, he knew it. If he went 2 days, the critics would know it. If he went 3 days, the audience would know it. Everyone has probably heard the term, if you don't use it, you lose it. That's referring to like talents. In talent in any endeavor that you're talking about. Does one think that a high wire talent is not exercised on a regular basis? Probably hours a day. Just like a pianist. One is able to overcome limitation by practicing that there is no limitation. When Mr. Rawson demonstrated retroactive healing, he started out by acknowledging that everything is possible to God. In other words, there is nothing that is included in being impossible, if it is good, if it is wholesome, if it is spiritual in nature, then it's possible. It's a matter of getting thought in alignment with God. Thinking about perfect God, being in a perfect heaven, with perfect man, perfect activities. There can't be any interference, because everything is perfect. Everything is coordinated. Everything is balanced. Everything is in harmony. Where can there be imperfection? If one is striving to serve mankind, there is nothing that can block the path to the doorstep that opens the door for people to benefit from that endeavor. Our website is for one purpose. It is to serve mankind. MBEinstitute.org is for that one and only purpose of being in existence. To serve mankind. To serve God. To glorify God. To make tools available so that everyone that has a sincere interest can pursue without limitation the truth that is revealed by Mary Baker Eddy in all of her writings, in all of her speech, in all of her actions. Every thought had to be totally cemented with truth. Otherwise, she could not have accomplished what she did in such a short period of time. Everyone needs to do their part to help promote the good that is on everything that they're involved in. If they're visiting the Mary Baker Eddy Institute website, they should be sharing what they are being inspired to reflect and to study with every receptive thought that they know. Every receptive seeker of truth. If one doesn't share, they are being restrictive in their own thought. And therefore, their results, their benefits from their study will be limited. Life is multiplication. If we want to be living the qualities of God, we need to be sharing the qualities of God in every way that we can do so in a proper way. That doesn't mean that we lay treasures down before swine and let them run over it on their way to self-destruction. It is like what was mentioned, that it needs to be shared with the receptive thought. But we can't be timid, we can't be fearful about doing the wrong thing. We need to be positive and confident that we will be led to share whatever we are inspired to share with the right people at the right time. Will they come like they came in the movie, The Field of Dreams? There's nothing that can interfere with one that is seeking the truth to find it. Doing searches on the internet on many different topics, we are listed as number one. We're ahead of every other website. We're not competing with other websites. We're competing with perfection. We are striving to offer the finest tools and to offer them in a way that will be most valuable. We provide them in written form, such as PDFs that can be downloaded and printed out, or downloaded and read on the computer screen. We have many, many hundreds of MP3s. We have hundreds of treatments. Mr. Rawson alone, in his book, Treatment or Healing by True Prayer, offers 1,315 different treatments. We have everything indexed from chapter 18 called Fruitage from Science and Health, and that contains 476 treatments. We have about 100 extemporaneous treatments that are only the most recent in the last few months. It's typical for there to be one or more treatments to be added a day to the website. Each one declaring how to recognize the evil suggestions of a so-called mortal mind and how to affirm the truth utilizing the system that Mary Baker Eddy defines as being what she provided to us in about 1906 or 1907 as the system of divine metaphysics. Check out page 146, where she makes the statement that she has reduced divine metaphysics to a system. We teach you how to utilize that system, what the system is, how to make it effective for you. Nothing can prevent the truth from being revealed, and nothing can prevent the individual seeker of truth from finding the revelation of truth as provided by Mary Baker Eddy and many other sincere students of Mary Baker Eddy, some of which have been noted in this recording. All of the parables of Jesus, 41 of them, have been translated in a very spiritual way utilizing the system that Mary Baker Eddy provided to us, and the authors are Stamp and Moss, very spiritual individuals. Every single one of the 41 parables are indexed so they can be easily found and studied. Just go to Jesus in the menu. We have healings and treatments on about any topic you can imagine. Everything is indexed in alphabetic order, easy to find. As Mr. Winslow stated, there is the kingdom of God that is announcing the qualities of God, and there is a phone that is continuously ringing, trying to get our attention to pick it up, listen to it, and argue with it, and take in the evil suggestions as being a part of our true nature, when in fact it is a lie, it is a mirage, it is falsity, it is fake news. Mr. Winslow has 3 or 4 articles on malpractice. Very excellent. There's a recording as well as the PDF on an article called An Anachronism. Highly recommended. In order to see all the articles that Mr. Winslow provided to the world, all you need to do is go to Authors in the menu, click on the W for Winslow, and then click on which one of the 4 books that you want to review the articles in which they are compiled. They are basically according to the line of thought. Number 1, you have to let the truth come in to consciousness. Number 2, you have to realize that God can do it. Number 3, you have to realize that God is doing it. And number 4, nothing can stop the progress that is taking place. Mr. Rawson healed a man instantaneously who had a load of rocks dumped on him. This was back 100 years ago when motorized vehicles were not conveniently available or affordable. And he was driving a cart with an animal full of rocks, and he stopped and went back to look at the tailgate, and something alarmed the animal, raised up, dumped the whole load of rocks on top of the man. Mr. Rawson and a friend, Mr. Spaulding, happened to be observing this out the window. They were standing and gazing out and probably discussing CS. And when Mr. Rawson saw this event take place, he said only these few words, but obviously with complete understanding and conviction, and that was, there is nothing but God. Can we do that? Can we see an accident take place and immediately translate like he did? Know the facts about God and translate what we are seeing. Mary Baker Eddy defines it. She says, can you focus no matter what comes your way? That's in an article, or not an article, but a letter to a student about vision. Can you focus? It doesn't matter what one's vision seems to be. If one would curl up their finger, their forefinger next to their thumb, and look through a very small hole, they would find that their vision is amplified because it is forced to focus going through that little hole. That's basically the concept of a telescope or a microscope. You're looking through a very small circular opening, which is putting all of the effort into focusing on what is the on the other end of that circular surface, circular opening. Can we focus? We should be able to focus with our eyes open instead of just looking through a small little circle. Because the seeing is spiritual seeing. As Mary Baker Eddy defines God, the great I Am, all-knowing, all-seeing. That's in the glossary, chapter 17. Are we realizing that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite? And that applies to all seven qualities of God, of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love? Are we absorbing that? Are we taking that in? Are we making it our own? Or are we just glibly reading words out of a book? Or we're just listening to something as like background music? Are we listening to a treatment from our website as background music? Or are we intently focusing on the spiritual nature of what is being conveyed? Every time one would study a particular thought or a paragraph in one of Mary Baker Eddy's writings, they could get something new out of it if they would approach it based on the newness that it should be to them. In other words, act like you've never seen it before and you're looking at it for the first time. You will find that new ideas jump right off the page and give you new inspiration. Just like when someone is going to practice the piano or a high wire, you know, trapeze on a high wire, they should approach it as if it's the first time they've ever done it. Mary Baker Eddy says the difference between success and failure is often based on what we do with the moment. Are we utilizing our moment? Are we going to make a commitment? Are we going to look in the mirror and say, I'm going to utilize this moment right now. I'm going to apply the qualities of God to every thought, speech, and action that comes my way today. That's praying without ceasing. That's letting God and His infinite, controlling, all-encompassing intelligence, wisdom, and knowing, capacity, capability, facility, functionality, creative ability, all combining with action to bring about performance. The performance is then measured as infinite power. And we can reflect that power out into the universe of thought if we let it happen. As it says in chapter 1 of Genesis, before each one of the 7 days of creation and the activity which was revealed to mankind. Now, Mary Baker Eddy says that it's not in the beginning, it's in the only existence. So God was revealing to mankind in 7 phases, which are the 7 days of creation. Are we letting that unfoldment take place? Because each one of the 7 days begins with the sentence, let. Let. Are we letting? Are we accepting the possibility that everything is possible to God? Are we letting that truth permeate our consciousness? Are we letting it permeate every thought, speech, and action? Nothing can stop the truth from being revealed. we must not let animal magnetism or the temptation to think of limitation prevent us from sharing the truth that is on the Mary Baker Eddy Institute website. We must be active in sharing the truth. We must be active in utilizing the truth to get a better understanding of God for ourselves. Let ourselves be a better example now than we were a moment ago. Let ourselves be a better example every moment than we were in the prior moment. Let our light shine to the world. Do we want to get more from the website? The website is giving, giving, giving. All the ones involved in making that website available give 100% or 1,000%, 100% total. They're giving total effort to announcing the goodness of the facts about God. Are you giving anything to the website? Are you making any donation? How about the beautiful music? We give two links at the bottom of our page on the ways you can donate to the musicians who are sharing their talents. I mean, I've listened to Christian Zionist music my whole life, and I've never heard more beautiful music than what we have on the website. Many Christian Zionists have not even known that that beautiful music was available, and we provide it with every treatment. You want to get more from the website? Give something to the website. You want to get more from God? Give something to God. Give more effort, more time, more devotion. Giving is the answer to lack. One who gives is never in lack. I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about all these various things that were mentioned. Your own time, your own effort, and sincere study. We offer the historic last year of the Bible lesson sermon from 1909 to 1910. You know, we're talking over 113 years ago. That's available on our website. That was under the supervision of Mary Baker Eddy. The final one for that 52 weeks that was published. The final ones. 52 weeks. That's as pure as you can get. That's as good a lesson sermon as you will ever, ever have your hands on. Because that's the final year of when Mary Baker Eddy was available in visible form. It's the best you can get. Don't turn your nose up at it and say, oh, that's 113 years old. I want to only study what comes out of the publishing society right now. I'll tell you what, you're going to have to look far and hard in order to try to find something as pure as what we have on the website as historic Bible lessons. Helen Wright wrote a book, Your Divinity Revealed. She has a chapter on each one of the seven synonymous terms. You want to learn what mind is, what spirit, soul, any of the others? She's got a chapter that is intently focused on each one of the seven synonymous terms. Excellent, excellent work. She mixes it in with some humor, and yet every sentence in there is full of the power of truth. If you don't want to give anything to the website, you can have it for free. Take it. Eat it up. We give you the tools. It's up to you to utilize them. seek the truth, and it's like the teacher. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. When the teacher is ready, the student appears. We don't think there's anything at all that can prevent the seeker of truth from finding our website and utilizing it as their go-to source, because everything is there that you need. If you use it, you will benefit. If you abuse it, you'll probably lose it. If you don't recognize the truth, it will do you no good. Einstein made some very complimentary statements about Mary Baker Eddy. He says, "Bless thou, for everything that is in this book." He uses a capital T when he refers to Mary Baker Eddy. "Blessed art thou, for everything that is in this book." He said, imagine a woman discovered this 80 years ago. He said that around 1950. He had been studying his whole life about physics. And he was probably as amazed as everyone else when they realized that the atom was not a piece of matter, but it was consciousness. It was energy that was vibrating at a high rate of speed that made it look like it was opaque. His dear friend, a Dr. Underwood, was the only one that survived being on the Atomic Energy Commission, the team that was researching how to break down the atom and to make the atom bomb. He was healed through Christian Science, and that awakened Einstein to be intently interested in Christian Science. He attended the churches, he went into the reading rooms and studied in the quietness of the reading room, and he made those dramatic statements about Mary Baker Eddy and the Christian Science textbook that I just noted. We have it on our website. Look under Einstein. The tools are there. Take them and eat them up. As Mr. Rawson says, there is nothing but God. Amen.